Okay, hi you guys. It's been a few days since I last posted, and I figured that it was time for another new post, and I'm pretty sure you guys agree. So today I'm going to be telling you guys about this fantasy that I've had recently, that's been really helping to get me off, and hopefully you guys will like it too. Let's just hope that I don't get too fucked out too quickly, because in the case that does happen, my brain turns to mush and I have trouble thinking straight. So obviously that would make it really hard for me to explain the fantasy. So if that does happen, I'm really sorry in advance. Anyways, let's get right to it. Hold on. Okay, so the fantasy I've been having is, I won't even lie to you, it's kind of sick. Because a lot of people have to deal with it and aren't too happy with it, but I get off of the thought. It deals with having a stalker. Just someone who's so obsessed with me, who can't get enough of me. Personally, someone that I don't personally, they don't personally know me, and I don't know them, but they just have this idea of me in their head, and they're utterly obsessed with it. So obsessed that eventually they reach a breaking point. Fuck. And can't resist anymore. They can't resist their temptation to come after me anymore. And their desire to have me, they end up breaking into my house. They know I live alone. And they know. I'm sorry. They know I wouldn't be able to fight them back. That I'd be too weak to win if I tried. Fuck. Oh my god. So, I end up breaking into my house. Probably while I'm sleeping or something. I'm just fast asleep in bed and they break in. Making sure not to make any noise, to not disturb me, or make me aware of the fact that someone's in my house. Shit. And it's not the first time they've been in my house. So they know their way around. And they make their way to my bedroom. Oh. And they slowly open the door to reveal me peacefully sleeping in bed. And they want me so bad that even seeing that gets them hard. Oh, fuck. So they pull their cock out and just start stroking it as they watch me fast asleep, just breathing in and out. Jacking off to me sleeping until they can't take it anymore, at which point they come towards the bed where I'm curled up in like fetal position. Fuck. And they slowly uncover me to reveal me wearing only a big t-shirt and panties. Their desire growing even more and more with every second that passes. They reach down and rub my pussy through my panties. Causing me to make little mumbles in my sleep, like, which only makes them want me more and more. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. It feels so good. I'm sorry. It feels really and they just spend a little while rubbing me through my panties and gently caressing my thighs. Before, they just pull my panties off of me, slowly, being sure not to wake me up. At what point, they climb onto the bed and spread my legs open as far as they can go. And begin licking my pussy. Oh my god. Which is obvious to wake me up. And I wake up with little moans. Even though, oh fuck, I'm confused on what's happening. And eventually, my eyes fully open, and I see this stranger, this person I've never seen before in my life, in my house while I'm home alone, just laughing at my pussy. Fuck. Oh my god. And it feels so fucking good. So fucking good. But I don't know who this person is. And they're in my house. When I was sleeping, they got in my house somehow. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. So, despite how good it feels, I reach out and push them away, screaming, "Who are you? And why are you in my house?" And my resistance just makes them want me more. Fuck. And they stumble back towards me. Oh my god. Fuck. And slowly wrap their hand around my throat as they mutter out that they love me and they just want to treat me good. Before shoving their cock in my mouth and forcefully face fucking me. Oh my god. Fuck. Using my mouth for their pleasure to get them off. He doesn't let him come, though. And he pulls out before he gets the chance to. Fuck. Oh my god. And, oh, sorry, I was switching positions. And he pins me down with both of his hands and crawls in between my legs. And brushes the tip of his cock against my pussy lips, spreading them apart. Before slamming himself into me, forcing me to take him home. Oh my god. Fuck. It feels so fucking good. Fuck. Oh my god. Yes. Yes. And while he forcefully fucks me and rapes my tight little hole, he mutters out how good of a girl I'm being for taking him, for not screaming, and how I'm sick because I'm enjoying him raping me, and he can tell because of how wet I am. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Me around, pushing me back down as I try to fight against him, ensuring me that this is what I want. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. And he uses me as a fuck toy until he's coming deep inside of me. And he slowly pulls out before slamming himself back inside of me, fucking his cum deeper inside of my pussy. Oh my god. Oh my god, it feels so fucking good. Yes, yes. By the time he's done with me, fuck, I'm so fucked out. I'm questioning whether this was dream or reality. So exhausted, panting, crying. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. And as he pulls out of me, he gives me a kiss on the forehead, telling me what a good girl he had been being raped. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. And he ensures me that he'll be back because he knows I want more. He knows I probably won't even lock the door anymore because of how badly I want him to come back. Empathetically enough, he's right. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh. Oh fuck, I'm close. Oh. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.